Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, once again, everyone, and welcome into the Hurricane Show Podcast Daily Show. I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Great place to go to pick up an ATV, UTV, hang on here, e-bike, motorcycle, snowmobile, lawnmower, you know, all that stuff. This is the type of stuff that, like, when you're coming back from up north, northern Michigan, you're coming back, or maybe you live in Pennsylvania or Texas, or I don't care where, but you're going to see guy who's pulling a side-by-side and it's covered in mud. That's the type of stuff you get at Impact Power Sports. Does that not look awesome and fun? Because what they'll do is they'll go and they'll take it to whatever their spot is, and then they'll drive it through mud. And, you know, just kick ass. How great is that? And then they get it home, and it's on the trailer, and then they don't even take it off of the trailer because their wives are like, don't even remove it from the trailer while it's in the driveway. Just take it directly to, like, the power wash place, into, like, the bay there. Just, that's how you do that, and you keep your lady happy. This is all very sexist, I know, but come on. Excuse me. All right, so welcome in. So glad you are here. Again, that's ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They have sponsored me for quite some time, and they just signed up for more marketing, and that makes me happy. If you or someone you know has a business, reach out to me, eric@ericzancho.com, and I'll tell them about how I can put butts in the seats at their business. I've been doing it for almost 7 years now the same way, and it's worked flawlessly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome in. This is there's a lot of ground to cover, and this is also a Monday where, you know, I do the first half of the show, and then I have the radio station staff meeting. So I'll, like, you know, break away for the staff meeting, and then I'll come back and finish up this show. But in this first half of the show, there's only a few things that I want to talk about. And I'm actually pretty happy because it's not related to, like, the news or anything going on. I mean, I always talk about news, and I don't mind talking about the news. I always enjoy talking about the news. But my favorite shows or segments on the show are ones like what we're about to get into right here. And that is because, like I've told you many times, as I said at the start of the show, a daily show where I talk news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. And this definitely qualifies as a personal adventure. And it has to do with the title of this show. Easy Extended Family Teamwork for Meathead and Joanne. So, a little bit of background. Sweet Joanne had fallen at her residence and hurt herself. Okay. Now, Joanne will be 90. Dad is 91. He'll be 92 in March. In case you don't know, Dad has dementia, and it is affecting, it affects everything. So, and quite a ways down that road, let's just say that. So, Joanne is a primary caregiver. So, if she's on the mend, that makes things difficult for her to be able to do the things that she does. Now, I'm telling you, this scenario is... it's remarkable how this all unfolded, because just really something that if I sit there and think about it long, and I was like, God, it's just kind of all fallen into place and really remarkable. So Joanne, other than physical limitations from age, it's like you're talking to a 40-year-old woman. I mean, there is nothing dopey about Joanne. I mean, it's, you know, holy shit. By the way, when I was with her this weekend, she goes, you know, I just wish that Eric wouldn't swear on his show. it kind of caught my ear. And I'm like, you know. So she goes, honey, why do you swear? I don't know. It's easier. She goes, it's not you. And I'm like, well, okay, it is. I just don't do it here. You know, I have the ability to read the room. But if I'm being 100% honest with you, and I didn't tell her this, I don't want to break her heart. If I'm being totally honest with you, I swear all the time. I just don't do it with you. I'm trying to be respectful. I don't swear around you. I try not to swear around Sue and Jim. You know, it's just... In fact, I felt bad. I did swear in front of Sue yesterday. Like, ah, idiot. You know, you got to read the room. But I say make swearing great again. I think... Now, I didn't vote for Trump, but I'm guessing if Trump knew, you know, how I talk, I think I would get like a thumbs up. I think Trump would be like, yeah, that's how people talk. Okay, I'll tell you what. And I'll go, and I'll even tell her this next time I see her. I'll go in on it a little bit. I'll try to be aware of it, but there is no way that I am going to stop swearing. Swearing is sinful, according to the Bible. Now, I don't. I remember that there was a guy who he used to market on the show, and the guy with the gun classes. And I think he kind of got scared off because I swear, because he's really religious. And he sent me like a couple Bible verses. And he's like, hey, man, I don't like this. I'm like, why? And he sent me the Bible verse. Like Becca Shea, she says, taking the Lord's name in vain is a sin, not saying the F word or anything. No, that's not true. According to the Bible, there is, I forget the passage. I could look it up for you. But he sent it to me. I read it. The Bible on swearing. Okay, here it is. The Bible instructs against profane language, advising believers to speak words that are wholesome, constructive, and honor God, rather than those that are obscene, foolish, and destructive. Now, who knows how far back this goes? Because if I'm not mistaken... there have been changes made to the Bible, words added, text, prose, sentences, paragraphs, as, you know, within the last century. That's true. Like, the word homosexual was added, like, 1946, I believe it was, or 1942. It's nonsense. So, I mean, if you could go back to, like, the first edition... I think that might have a little bit more impact if that can be proven. And maybe it can. I don't know. I'm not a scholar. It also says, according to the AI overlord, while there's some debate on whether specific words themselves are inherently sinful, the overarching message emphasizes the power and purpose of speech, urging followers to use the words wisely to build others up and avoid any form of harmful or unwholesome communication. All right, hold on a minute there. Urging followers to use their words wisely. Okay. Well, that being said, and if you're listening right now and you have sensitive ears, I'm about to swear. So you might be like, all right, get out. That's cool. I'm letting you know. If someone is being an asshole, in my opinion, a wise usage of language would be to say, hey, asshole. It's so effective. It's two words and they know you're pissed. I mean, come on. So, I am not going to cease that. There's no way in hell. And besides, I said to my beloved stepmother, I said, darling, there is so much comedic strength to swear words. Think back to like 45 seconds ago, my usage of the word asshole. Did you hear that emphasis? Asshole. Like that? Now, if you said, hey, asshole. That's effective too, but in a different way because your tone is just so much softer. But I'm really selling it in both forms of asshole there. So I said, yeah, Joanne, it has unbelievable comedic impact for me. And you have to understand, this is a performance. All right. If I'm here doing my thing and it's not looked at as performative, it is a problem. It has to be looked at that way. When I am in this room with you and we're doing our thing and we're laughing and we're joking and we're having a good time, I'm not going to swear, but I'm also not performing. Now, you've seen me around the campfire. That might be somewhat performative. I love you dearly, okay? And to anybody else who feels this way, I love you dearly. So that is part of the performance. We are not going back. And that is it. Aram makes a great point. He says, it sounds like Joanne is used to talking to Eric Zaytunian, not Eric Zane. 1,000,000%. I would never bring the disgusting, foul-mouthed Eric Zane into a household. No. The ability of a true legendary performer like myself is demonstrating when to turn that on or off. When I am in the family setting, I do not have to worry about any type of performative things. I'm just, well, in fact, the only thing I was worried about in the presence of my beloved family was making sure that my job for that weekend, more on that in a second, this past weekend, was fulfilled. And I think it worked out. So that's my take and my response to my beloved mother, stepmother, who I will be seeing again very soon. Okay. But so this discussion is going to be a lot about what you all may have to experience or perhaps already have at some point in your life. So Joanne is hurt. It's going to take several more weeks of recovery with no weight on her knee, on her leg. So, boy, what to do? Well, the first move that has turned out to be outstanding and it just worked out is the dynamic of my sister/stepsister Sue, who is married to Jim. I've gone over this and I always kind of slow down when I tell these parts so that you can get who these players are in my scenario so you know who's who. And they have been mentioned on this show quite a bit, in fact. But so that Sue is Joanne's daughter. Jim is Sue's husband. They live in a portion of Michigan on a lake. It's beautiful, fantastic residence. As the years went on, Jim's beloved mother, Mama Marquis, in her late years, probably like the last 10, 15 years of her life, they had the opportunity to buy the house right next door to Jim and Sue, right on this lake. Bought this house. How great is that? So, yeah, she had her own space. Son's right next door. Sue's right next door. Lo and behold, fortunately, in the past year, Mama Marquis passed. Jim and Sue have the two homes now. They don't know what they're going to do with the second home right now. At some point, who knows? But right now, all this happens. So what an unbelievable scenario. You then uproot Dad and Joanne and get them into this house. There is a little bit of a learning curve for everybody involved. And you're talking about constant care. Now, I had known that as the last few weeks have gone, that obviously it's going to be a lot of time where Sue and Jim, who amazingly, Jim just retired. What the hell? I mean, that's incredible. It's the opportunities for all these cosmic things, dare I say biblical things, to come together is truly fantastic. But you got to understand, that's a huge undertaking. And also, my middle stepsister / sister, Elizabeth, she has been driving over from, I don't know how far away that is, 30 miles away from her residence, and she has her own family, including a daughter who is special needs. That would be Sophia. I've mentioned Sophia many times, too, on the show. My youngest sister / stepsister, she flies in from California, and she has been there for the past couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. So the ladies and Jim have been doing the lion's share of the heavy lifting. And so Pooh Bear and I are like, well, we got to get over there. You know, and Charity Scam Mike, that is Elizabeth's husband, had been reaching out to me saying, you got to get over there. You got to pull a shift. I go, you're right. I know. I am. And that's all he said to me. He didn't say anything more than that. And Pooh Bear and I are like, okay, let's go over there. Now, we had no idea about the level of care that is going on there because, I mean, they're all busy doing it. Tophus says you deleted a message. Yeah, it was one of those bots trying to get me to buy listeners or viewers. And so Pooh Bear and I drive over there, and upon walking in, we realized that, okay, there's a lot of focus that is needed to take care of not only Joanne, but more so for my father, because being that he is not at his residence, it's kind of had an effect on him. His very fragile mind with dementia, it almost like exacerbated or increased his anxiety, and which has a negative effect on virtually every one of his functions as a 92 year old man in March. So we're just kind of taking it all in. Elizabeth is still there. Sue is still there. Obviously she lives right next door. Jim is still there. And we're slowly but surely learning in a short period of time the steps necessary, basically, to give these people a break. And, you know, I mean, we all got to do some part in this. We're kind of all realizing it. Pooh Bear and I are just realizing. It's like, oh, my gosh. And then it was at that realization that Pooh Bear and I, without speaking, were like, we have to be here more. Not only to, you know, you want to be an assistant, and but to give these people some time away, you know, spread the load a little bit. And I regretfully, I didn't even, like, we're there for this. We got there Saturday. We're going to stay till Sunday. So this is about a 28-hour trip. But during that time, We figured out the lay of the land and how this all works. So Pooh Bear and I are figuring out our spots. Like, if we were there for extended time, what would we do? How would we do it? And then, so Elizabeth leaves, thank God, because she had been really kind of stressed out. And Sue and Jim are able to go do some things with their church. I'm there with Joanne, and Pooh Bear's with Joanne and Dad. We're all there together. And now they started talking about, amongst the group, about who's going to do what. You know, I mean, how are we going to, because it's literally day to day, who's covering what. So they're kind of getting their ducks in a row. And at this time, Pooh Bear and I had planned on going up north next weekend. And then we were using a Vulcan mind trick. And I thought to myself, we're not going up north. We're coming back here. And so that's the connection. I mean, we've been together for 40 years almost. You have that ability to read minds. So we're thinking the same thing. And I just go, hey, how about you just add us next Friday? Or actually, I'll be here. We'll divide and conquer, because Pooh Bear can watch the dogs, because that's $75 a day. And I'll come here Friday and I'll leave Sunday evening. How's that? You'll do that? Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. Okay, great. So basically what has happened at this point is, through osmosis, we've merged into traffic into this. All right, now we're up to speed. So then we were kind of like just writing down the schedule, and we figured it all out right there. And Sue says to me, she goes, hey, can your brother help us? I go, I'm sure he can. I'll reach out to him right now. Jim, can you? He says, yeah, of course. So boom, Jim and Sandy are coming, and it's all like this. It's really fantastic. I have to say, I'm the type that when I am involved in this scenario, I like wall myself off, and I'm approaching this almost like athletics, like a game plan, and trying not to let any of the things that are, I mean, the reality of this, the gravity of the situation is, well, it's obvious. I don't even need to say it. But all you can do is, okay, for this set of hours in this day, we need to do this, this, and this to make sure that everything is smooth. So, you know, just the basic steps. But like with my dad, there's a bunch of steps, but I don't even need to get into it. It's almost like minutia about the diabetes testing and things like that. And we were taught quite well by the gang that was there, my stepsisters and my stepsister's husband, and by Joanne, how to care for Dad. Joanne is, you know, what's interesting about all this is that my dad actually needs more care than Joanne does. She has a couple of these almost like rolling stools that she has, kind of like a wheelchair, but not really. It's a walker slash seat that's on wheels. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. you'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
And there's two of them, and it's an involved process, but she can transport herself. She just uses one leg to push it. I mean, this is Joanne is not one to that will be waited on. Now, she is doing all the necessary things to heal, so we're proud of her for that. And she also offers the guidance because she's the boss in this. She is not helpless. So Pooh Bear and I, we just kept our mouths shut and, hey, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And so Pooh Bear, by the end of Sunday, we had it down. And Pooh Bear was in the living room keeping them company, and I was working on like various food things, stuff like that. So, yeah, you know what? I look at this weekend, and I left that group energized. And no bullshit. What we got done as a group and what we will continue to get done, you feel good about that. You know, it's kind of like when you, you get something done that's good work around the house. Oh, God, I'm getting watery-eyed. I typically don't like to do this, but it's true. Just when I said I walled myself off, but it worked out really great. I'm proud of all these people. It was fantastic. And it's good to be part of this group too. Audience members are asking about extended family. Like the name Push Up Paul comes up. Nope, wrong family. This is my family through Joanne and Dad. So essentially, it's like my dad and Joanne had three daughters. Just picture that. Joanne had three daughters when the relationship began. And so they became my stepsisters. In order, oldest is Sue, middle is Elizabeth, Nikki is the youngest. And the three of them, I mean, you know what else is interesting? This is crazy. You're going to love this. So growing up, Joanne's daughters, the unhammered nail is Nikki. And So Elizabeth is months older than me, and Nikki is months younger than me. And 10-year-old Eric walks into this house to meet these people in 1980. And with no words spoken and being just 10 years old, I walked into the room and I laid eyes on Elizabeth. And I go, "Fun!" And then I scanned the room and I saw Nikki. And in my brain, I'm like, "She's going to kick your ass." Oh. Nikki is, she takes no shit. And just a, I mean, what she, what drove me cuckoo bananas when she was young, she's used to her advantage as an adult. And I don't even say that first part as an insult. I'm just, she's just a ball buster. I mean, what the hell else can I say? I mean, she knows it. So, as it stands, growing up, I was I would spend half of my time with this family. And we grew very close. But in those years, my father and Nikki did not get along. And it was not fun. And I was talking with Joanne about this over the weekend. And she said, "You know, most of that problem was because of your father's drinking." So I believe that. Witnessed that myself. She goes, "So I said to him, look, you either quit drinking or we're going to have, or that's it. You know, I can't have you treating my daughter this way. You better quit drinking." So I quit drinking, thank God. But, you know, it was ugly. Well, people grow up. And so now Nikki is back here. And so from what I understand, according to all eyewitness accounts, she was spectacular in leading the charge of assisting my father and my stepmother. I mean, just a bang up job, like head and shoulders. Just, it was almost like she's been doing this all her life. Fantastic from what I was told. So, and this is going to make me cry too. My father, he was describing to her, he says to Elizabeth and Nikki at one point, he says, "You two are doing such a good job. I am going to talk to your boss and get you a raise." Now, 10 minutes earlier, he was using their names, but, you know, that's dementia. But he just fell in love with her. He just fell in love with her. So that we all found that to be just remarkable. It's really incredible. God, I sound like Free Beer now. Okay. So as the weekend wore on, I just was kind of like absorbing all of this. I'm like, I cannot wait to start this podcast. I could not wait to start this podcast because I wanted to like report back as to what's going on, because, you know, Dad, you used to hear from Dad all the time on Dear Meathead, and you just don't hear any updates. And so I think you can appreciate this too, because you all care about these two very, very much. So, yeah, that's it. And, you know, Saturday, Pooh Bear and I, we watched a movie. And I, by the way, one of you suggested that we watch The Guns of Navarone, because I was telling you that, according to Sue, for some reason, he kept quoting that. He said, "The Guns of Navarone," which is a film in this, I don't know, 1971 maybe, with Gregory Peck and Anthony Quinn. And one of you said, "You got to watch it with him." So I did look on, they have Amazon Prime Video there. And you can get it. So next weekend, we're going to watch The Guns of Navarone. My gosh. I just want to, because he probably does not remember that he's been saying that. But if I just say to him, "Hey, Dad, have you ever heard of The Guns of Navarone?" He's going to go, "Oh, yeah." that guy. I have. That's a film. We can watch The Guns of Navarone. So on Friday, we watched On Golden Pond. Have you ever seen On Golden Pond? My gosh. This is an unbelievable. I remember I was 11 when I saw it because it came. Wait a minute. No, I was 10 when I saw it. It came out in 1980. So this is Henry Fonda's last movie, for God's sake. Show some respect. Some of the biggest names in film are in this movie. And it's perfect because Henry Fonda plays an aging father, retired, and he's starting to lose his mind. All-star cast. Henry Fonda. Katharine Hepburn. Jane Fonda. Dabney Coleman. And the kid that played Dabney Coleman's son, I forget his name. He was a heartthrob with all the young teenagers at that time. He's an old man now. Let me just say this. Jane Fonda, in 1980, was one of the hottest women that has ever walked the face of the earth. No bullshit. She was 44 then, and she looked 21. Astonishing. The beauty. She's 87 now, and, well, unfortunately, she has gotten a lot of plastic surgery, and it looks like she's gotten a lot of plastic surgery. It's that stretch face ghoul look, and I don't like it at all. Anyway, great movie. Only in 110 minutes, and we loved it. We had a good time watching that. And then it was off to bed. I'll spare you any of the other details. I don't want it to be just every minute of the waking moment. But I honestly left there. I was like, we feel good. We feel good about this. They're in the best hands possible. And now all I want to do now is get back. I just want to get back there. Not only to give the folks that are there a break, but just to hang out. I think it's important to keep in mind, at least from my perspective. For me, it might be different for you. I don't know. This is just about my perspective. The realization of this need has, you know, it really puts into perspective what is truly important. Truly important. Holy cow. Joanne and Dad, they even on Sunday put on like a preacher. I forget his name. I don't know his name. But he was really good. He was, evangelizing. And they were, I tell you what, they were watching that with rapt attention. That was great. Whew. So, that's it. If you have any questions about this, I'd love to engage you with that. Aram says, did you go canoeing on the lake? No, but we did go on a boat ride. Mama Marquis purchased a pontoon at some point, which is there, ready to go. And we all headed over to the boat and took a boat ride. Spectacular. Okay. So I think I've covered that. And if any of the family is watching this, I'm so glad to have spent the time with you guys. You were just great. You know, this is a little Eric Zaytunian getting into this podcast, which generally means boredom. But not today. Tofa says, this sounds like the best possible scenario considering the situation. It's great that you have a support system like all of you guys. Yeah. You know, this is why you have kids. Think about this. For all you smart asses that are sitting there at whatever age you are with no kids, ha ha! What do you think of that? How you like them apples? What are you going to do, dick face?
I don't want to have kids. Because I want to travel and be a selfish fuck. Oh. No, kids suck. They shit and pee. Oh my God. No way. Nothing's coming out of my vagina because I'm an asshole.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you're getting a little, Maybe you should add a kid, dick. Oh, this is going to be awesome. That's why I try to preach to my kids. I go, look. By the way, this is full on Eric Zane. Joanne's going to hate this, but it doesn't matter. We're cooking now. This is why I say, have kids. You can't just expect the world. You know what's going to happen to you if you're kidless?
Oh, yeah, but my husband will take care of me.
Yeah, what if he croaks? Then what? Then you're going, you can't do anything because your mind's lost. And then the state, you're going to be a ward of the state. They're going to lock you up in some place that looks like a castle and put you in a straitjacket and feed you sawdust, dick. Good God. Why did you do that to yourself? It's an investment policy. It's life insurance. Think about all the things you're missing out on. Tophus says I couldn't have kids. Whatever. You could go get one. This is why you go to nations like, you know, Turkey and adopt. Get some of those Russian kids that are rocking back and forth in an orphanage. All right. So for all of you dicks who don't have kids, you're foolish. Go get some kids, like right now. Capture them. Steal them off the street. Brainwash them. Do what you have to do. Tophus says, my wife tried IVF multiple times. Then we got divorced. Yeah, it's not meant to be. Okay, this is what you need to do. You need to, win the lottery and then hire some people to take care of you. That is your only option. Kaboomy says, Rich says, what about the parents with deadbeat kids? Yeah, I know. It doesn't work for everybody. You have loser kids who might just say, screw you, and put you in a home. And that is top-notch, grade-A bullshit. The good news is, for Joanne and my dad, they raised sensible kids. There's a lot of kids to shoulder the load. Okay? And because of that, I mean, honestly, if you look back on your life and your kids and you're thinking to yourself on your deathbed, I just hope I lived a good life, and you're being taken care of by your children, you have lived a good life. Because if you were a cock, they would be cocks too, and they would just put you in a home. Get it? Does that make sense? There you go. Bread Bull Brain Chris says it's time to adopt some Ukrainian kids. Maureen says some people definitely should not reproduce. Molly says, or the entitled parents. I don't know what that means. Are you saying, that it's the parents' fault? Well, yeah, they do a bad job raising the kids. That's why you got to do a good job. Stevie says, she writes, Jesus, she doesn't want to live with me, for fuck's sake. Look, all I know is this. If the parent is in trouble, at some point you have to put your foot down and take care of these people. It's an obligation. You have to. Now, Stevie says, Jesus, she doesn't want me to live with me for fuck's sake. Well, look, if you were a bad daughter, like you clearly were, you wouldn't have this problem. If you hadn't been such a dick, you can still turn it around. You're still a young woman, and there's still plenty of life for your mother. So I suggest that you stop beating up your mother every chance you get. I'm kidding. God, she goes, okay, bye-bye. Come on. You can't get butt hurt by that. Piano Finger Banger says, okay, but what if my kid lies and convinces me he's going to college and needs help with a solar system project, but turns out he's really just yanking my chain and playing Candy Crush in a parking lot instead? That's why you have multiple kids. Ben says, I'm going to be a terrible parent, LOL. Chris says, making babies, not Candy Crush. Let me just say this. If Stevie did quit, rage quit just now, let me just say, it's extremely disappointing. You have a tried and true veteran audience member. And Stevie, if that is true, you have to understand, everybody is different. And the one thing, the takeaway that I think is important to keep in mind, good, she's still here, thank God. You can't get mad over these jokes. You can't. Because 9 times out of 10, you'll laugh if I make fun of anything else that is a quote-unquote sacred cow. That's way inappropriate, and it's supposed to be. So when you happen to get picked on and you do a rage quit, it throws off the mojo, all right? Now, I just don't stand for it anymore. I just kind of like, whatever. Like Bread Bull Brain Chris says, that would be a, and he uses the name of a famous former friend, that would be a blank level rage quit. That was the reason why I got, you know, that ended. That is not part of the equation anymore. That is, I will never speak to that person ever again. I cannot have that in my life as affecting my serenity on so many levels, personally and professionally. So that's a breakup, you know? That's how that works. So you don't want that to happen. You don't want to be, like, tormenting me with dramatics based on me doing my job. So that's just a little maintenance work and a reminder about how this show works, you know? I think she actually did rage quit. Well, you know, if that happens enough, you can do a show with them. Yeah, if you're going to rage quit and upset everybody and make it awkward in this group, here we are sharing all this fun, love, and enjoying each other, and that's how it is. And I know she communicates with them, so that, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So if that's the case, join them. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, that's the worst part, missing the impression. Yeah, well, there's other impressions that can be done. Yeah, I don't tolerate audience members who try to make it awkward and uncomfortable. So shame on you, frankly, for taking it that way. I am not going to be doing what I do on a daily basis, watching where I step. Ooh, I better be careful. I better not say this about this person, or I better not say that about that person. Shame on you. And if you do it enough, I just won't have anything to do with you. So that's how I operate. I've established that as how I maintain this type of dynamic. If we're going to share with each other on a regular basis, I'm not going to have you making the group feel bad or making it awkward and announcing your big rage quit. So there you go. In fact, I'm going to leave it right there, folks, because I've got the staff meeting to get to. But I've enjoyed this, except for that. And you folks have a great rest of your, well, the time that I'm away doing the meeting. And I will be back, I would guess, probably sometime at about quarter to noon Eastern time or noon Eastern time is when I will be back to discuss more with you. But thank you so much for being here. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.